Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 148 on January 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, Macy's, and the Silver Trust ETF. And we discussed three new trades on Antero Resources Corporation, General Electric, and GoGo Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, what's better than old highs? New highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just keeps going up higher and higher. So the Dow Jones gained 491 points, ending the week at a new high, 31,097 points. The S&P 500 index picked up 68 points, closing at 3,824 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. Now, the topic of the week this week is something that I'm not very good at, and it's patience. Trading is a game of patience. And as a trader looking to make consistent profits, it's important to wait for the right trades to come along. Now, one of the challenges of trading professionally for a trading firm is that you were paid to trade, right? If I wasn't putting the firm's capital at risk, there was no real reason for them to be paying me. And sometimes you would trade just to stay in the market. Sometimes you traded because your manager wanted you to trade and wanted to see how many trades you put on that day and what they were and why you made the decision. So you just had to keep trading. As a non-professional trader, meaning trading from home or trading your own account, we get to cherry pick our trades a bit more. Now, I'm not suggesting paralysis by analysis by any means. However, you don't have to keep hitting the buy or sell button like a rat getting dopamine in a lab study either. Take your time. Plan your trades. Now, I can't tell you how many guys I know who back in the 2000s decided to become day traders, right? And they typically would just overtrade their account, which would create high fees, you know, high commissions for the brokerage firms, but not necessarily lead to high profits in their accounts. They would overtrade themselves right into loss. You don't have to do that. Take your time, breathe, find the trades that suit you, your risk profile, and your account size. Now, like I said earlier, I'm not a very patient guy in general. I drive fast, I make quick decisions, I do all sorts of things, but it's good every now and then to remind myself just to be patient. Every trade isn't worthwhile, right? We know that. So to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Don't be a hammer. Patience will serve you well. It'll serve me well in 2021 and beyond. So take a breather and be patient. Let's get into the trade review from last week. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, symbol B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $7.45 per share, and I looked at buying stock and selling the January 8 call at 35 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 12% in 2 weeks. Well, BioCryst stock gained 29 cents, closing at $7.74 per share. The call option we sold held its value flat, leaving us with a net gain of 29 cents on the week. Now, the stock is moving in the right direction, and if the stock moves another 26 points this week, another 26 cents rather, it'll expire at a price that the stock can be assigned, and you get to keep the money from the sale of that call option, creating one of the highest possible profit outcomes. Another high outcome for this trade is that the stock closes below $8, but doesn't go lower. right? We'd be able to keep the premium for the January option we sold, and we'd keep the stock that we own so we could sell another option in February to collect some more premium. So that creates another high outcome. But as long as the stock is going higher, this trade is working out for us and no adjustments are needed. All right, our second trade from last week was a credit spread on Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.25 per share. We looked at selling the January 11, 10.5 put spread at 18 cents, which can create a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now, Macy's stock gained $1.03 per share, closing at $12.28 per share this week. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money, and the spread can be repurchased for 3 cents, which would lock in a 15-cent gain on the week. Now, of course, we know this trade has worked out as planned, and with us being so far out of the money, there's no need to even pay the 3 cents to close it. It should expire fully out of the money in 5 days. Definitely be vigilant. You know, watch this stock. You don't want to see it go below $11 per share. However, with stock staying up where it is and maybe even going a little bit higher in the next 5 days, you'll be able to keep the full 18 cents you collected for the sell of this spread. And then our final trade from last week was not as good. Not good at all, actually. It was a debit spread on the Silver Trust ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, V as in Victor. At the time, the stock was trading for $24.57 per share, and I bought the January 24-24.5 call spread for 29 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 21 cents or a 71% return on capital in 2 weeks. Now, the silver ETF dropped $1.06 per share, mostly all today on Friday, ending the week at $23.51 per share. It was a pretty good week up until Friday, and the in-the-money call spread, of course, is now out of the money. The spread could be repurchased for 12 cents, leaving us with a 17-cent loss on the week. Now, the fact that there was only one down day, one big one at least, this gives me some hope that this spread will come back to its break-even point over the next week. However, for those of you who want to adhere to closing a trade that breaches the break-even point, this trade would be worth closing, right? If you close the trade, you might consider selling a short-term Iron Condor just to recoup some losses before stock expires, before the options expire this week. And you might even be able to create a little bit of profit over the next week. Now, I would caution against selling a put spread if you hold on to the original trade. If you did hold on to this long call spread and you sold a put spread against it, that's also a position that increases in value when stock goes higher. So a further drop in prices could actually lead to losses in the call spread and the put spread that you would sell. And the same could happen if you sell a call spread and hold on to this original spread. If stock prices were to run up in prices, you could end up getting a larger loss in the spread that you sold, even though you made money in the original trade. So for me personally, I'm looking to wait a day or two to decide what the best outcome will be on this trade, kind of get a sense of where price might go. I like, maybe this goes along with being patient. Sometimes you have to give a trade a little bit of room to breathe. Now, obviously, we only have 5 business days before expiration. So I'm just looking for maybe another day or two of price data before I decide if I'm going to close this trade and leave it as is or make another trade against this name to try and recoup some of the losses. So that's it for the trade review from last week. Now, of course, I already mentioned this upcoming week is options expiration, January the 15th. So all January options will expire either priced at their intrinsic value or at zero. And so for this week going forward, we will focus on February expiration. So let's go ahead and look into get into the trades for this upcoming week. So looking at a covered call on Antero Resources Corporation, symbol AR. A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo. And it's funny, Alfa Romeo's a little Italian car that some friends used to drive back in the day. But anyway, those of you who are car fans are probably familiar with the little Italian Alfa Romeo. But this stock, Antero Resources, ended the week at $5.98 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the February 7 call at 30 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 22% in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying AR stock for $5.98 and selling the February 7 call at 30 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $5.68 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $598, and you would collect $30 for selling the option. Our second trade for this upcoming week is a credit spread. Looking at General Electric, symbol G as in golf, E as in echo. We haven't traded this one in a while. The stock ended the week at $11.34 per share. I'm looking at selling the February 11-10 put spread at 31 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 69 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the February 11 put at 54 cents and concurrently buying the February 10 put for 23 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $11 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.69 per share. Now, in real terms, you would receive $31 per spread that you sell, and you'd have $69 at risk because this is a $1 or, in real terms, $100 put spread that we're selling. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at GoGo Inc., symbol G as in golf, O as in Oscar, G as in golf, O as in Oscar, G-O-G-O. The stock ended the week at $10.28 per share. I'm looking at buying the February 9-10 call spread for 65 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, which equates to a 53.85% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 9 call for $1.90 and concurrently selling the February 10 call at $1.25. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $10 per share. Now, the break-even price on this trade is $9.65 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that is it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy New Year once again. I know you guys can probably tell I have a little bit more energy than I did last week. My family actually got COVID over Christmas Eve, and it's taken about 2 weeks to get back to feeling 100%, but I definitely didn't want to skip last week's show because I was sick. Rather, I just tried to push through. So thank you guys for the emails I receive. Thank you for checking in on me and just letting me know that you listen. So, hey, Happy New Year. I hope you're prepared for an amazing 2021. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.